this morning we're joined on the phone by Tina Bakehouse, who is with Golden Hills RC&D over in Oakland. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. You're getting a little closer toward home.
I sure am, and it feels great to be back on KJN. I remember interviewing you when I was in high school during the county fair.
It's been a couple of years ago now.
Just a few.
We don't want to get too much into that, but I know your career path has taken you over into the Oakland area now, and you're with Golden Hills RC&D, and what are you doing for those folks over there?
Well, I just started the last week and a half, and I'm the new outreach and communication coordinator, and what that entails is I'm doing communication strategies of reaching out to our eight counties and letting people know who we are, what we do, kind of crafting our story on social media and other forms. And then also, my other two foci are arts, and so I have a passion for storytelling and visual arts and things of that nature to enhance rural life, and then agricultural camps that use art, and then finally local foods and trying to do some farm-to-school programs in the Southwest Iowa region.
I know a lot of folks, when they hear Golden Hills RC&D, they'll probably say something along the lines of, oh, yeah, that's a nice little building over there in Oakland. But if they had to describe what actually goes on in that nice little building there in Oakland, it would probably be a little bit difficult outside of some land and water management.
Exactly. And that's sort of how we started. It was with the resource and development management and conservation. And so it started back in the 70s with a group getting together, just wanting to help people and doing small projects like building dams to prevent erosion and shower houses at parks. But we've really broadened and expanded ourselves to where we still do small projects, but we've taken on larger, more vast projects like the Water Coalition, which is looking at maintaining healthy water supply for us, as well as flood prevention, and then looking to bring in and connect artists and local foods in different small towns, like with the Longest Table in Avoca, and then really helping people and promoting different events like the Rural Ramble, the Southwest Iowa Art Tour, and the West Hills Heritage Week. So we have a lot of things that we do to just really enhance. It's called rural placemaking, so it's making Southwest Iowa or rural areas a place to spend time and to be enhanced, you know, whether it's on a trail, in the water, or watching a performance or eating really great food from the area.
Yeah, realizing that living in a rural area like Southwest Iowa, there are a lot more issues that we should be dealing with than just things that have to do with the land and water, which are, of course, important.
Absolutely. I mean, we are agriculturally based, but our people like to be entertained. And so we have, you know, we actually started with just a coordinator and a secretary back in the early 80s. And now here we are, years later, we have 9 employees, and they really are devoted to making Iowa a great place for its residents, as well as to bring in more tourism. And so we have people that are focused in on how can we attract individuals to go to the Lust Hills and take advantage of the beauty because it's so rare. Or we have others that are doing the scenic byways where there's lots of different cool explorations that you can do and really tap into and give a fresh pair of eyes of what Iowa has to offer.
You bet. And those are some of the things we want to talk about today. We visited with some of the professionals about things like Hungry Canyons and some of the other projects that they've been working on there for quite some time. But we want to talk a little bit about today with Tina about some of the activities and things that folks can get involved in here, especially coming up in the month of September. Are you going to have a lot of things going on throughout the year and in the different months?
Oh, yes, we always have some really exciting events, and it can be just not only in your local community in Atlantic, but in surrounding areas. It's just a simple drive in Southwest Iowa, so to support, so you don't necessarily have to leave too far, but still have an enriching experience. In September, we have a lot of things going on. The weekend of September 16th and 17th, we had the Southwest Iowa Art Tour, and Atlantic is one of your stops. It's at the little sweet shop there on the main street. Will be one of the stops of over 12 different places that hit multiple counties, ranging from Malvern and Glenwood to Council Bluffs to Harlan. So that's exciting. It's going to highlight tons of over 40 different artists' work, ranging from photography and sculptures to painting, and So that's exciting. And some of the, a lot of the towns have live bands and just making it a full day experience. And so it's from 10 to 5 on September the 16th, which is a Saturday, and then noon to 4 on that Sunday the 17th. So that's one exciting event. And then shortly thereafter, we have the Lust Hills Heritage Week, which is the week of September 23rd through October 1st. And that actually had the governor's proclamation last week. And so that's all, there's 7 different counties in western Iowa that sort of are connected to the Lust Hills. And so you have an entertainment at a winery, dinner with live music, or you have museum tours. All sorts of different things, art galleries. So you can check our website at Golden Hills to sort of see all the different stops that can be made during that time frame, along with an individual from China, John Liu, is coming, who's an expert in Lust Hills. That's the other place that has what we have here in Iowa that will be speaking about that. Then the last really cool thing that we're doing is really focused on teens and storytelling. And I connected with a gal, Jude Trader Wolf, who's a storyteller in New York at a conference a couple years ago, and she and I collaborated. And so she has developed a show that she uses with teens in New York, and I'm bringing her here to Iowa. And we are doing 2 great storytelling workshops with Southwest Iowa teens. We're coaching 5 teens, 1 from Red Oak, 4 from East Mills. And we're performing at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak. And Atlantic is one of the groups of students that's attending. So we're bringing in students from Shenandoah, Atlantic, East Mills, and Red Oak for those performances. And we're hoping to do that annually and then attract other Southwest Iowa teens to do stories and live performance, because story really does impact and influence and connect people in the audience.
It absolutely does. You've got kind of a wide range of things there, Tina, that you have planned for the month of September. It sounds like a lot of these are quality of life things.
That's it. And that's exactly what Golden Hills is all about, and what has attracted me to lead the university, academia, career, and to really give back to my community. It feels really great to reconnect with LaVon Eblen and other community members that I knew in 4-H and early years that was part of my growing up years, and to give back to the community and to really make it a quality experience and quality life for Iowans.
Is there a lot of work to be done in coordinating these things? I'm thinking like that art tour. I mean, how did you come up with all these locations, all these people that could be involved in something like that? There can't just be a book or a website you pop open and say, oh, here they are.
Right. So what was really great, that actually started about 4 years ago with our current executive director, Michelle Watke-Franks, and she sort of had this idea to that there's really a lot of artists in Iowa, and we need to tap into that and attract the city folk to come to rural Iowa, as well as get our current residents to try out these other communities, because it would really enhance economically the different towns and communities. And so Zach Jones, an artist out of Malvern, Iowa, sort of connected with her, and then he has a great network of artists, and it just sort of exploded and branched out, and they've, you know, connected with people and sort of did lots of extensive meetings throughout the year. And I think it's going to be an annual event every September, a 2-day event. And so artists can reach out to Golden Hills and say, hey, I want to be on that tour next year, so that it's self-guided. You can get in your car and stay as long as you want, or and just check out what Southwest Iowa has to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. And the nice thing is, this isn't really about Golden Hills RC&D. You are facilitating, but it's really about what's close to home.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of Golden Hills, and what really drew me to the organization is they tend to be the silent partner, where they build and create lots of partnerships with lots of organizations that do incredible things, ranging from the arts to agriculture, Lust Hills, the byways, trails, and we give credit to where credit is due, and we just are happy to see great things happening.
Absolutely. Now, if folks would like to find out more, can they do that on the website?
They sure can. So it's at goldenhillsrcnd.org. You can also email me specifically, Tina at goldenhillsrcnd.org, any questions that you have, or any ideas you have, because what I love after talking with our founder, Bob Smith, he says, you know, Golden Hills is the type of organization that just says it's possible. And it really, truly is our little a best-kept secret here in Southwest Iowa.
Excellent. And everyone's welcome to participate. If nothing else, toss some ideas on the wall, see if they stick. Tina, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. And good luck with the projects. Keep us in touch with what's going on.
Oh, sounds great.